Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Deuteronomy 33:3.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Deuteronomy 33:3. Indeed, He loves His people. All His holy ones are in His hands. They follow in His steps and accept His teaching. It's amazing how this one little verse so beautifully describes the relationship between God and His people. We'll look at the individual phrases in a moment, but first, let's put it into context so we can understand it correctly. Moses spoke these words as part of a song of blessing to the Israelites shortly before his death. He opened this song by recalling several specific encounters with God in the wilderness. The reference to Mount Sinai directed the people's memories to a frightening encounter with God shortly after they left Egypt. Exodus 19:18 describes it like this. All of Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord had descended on it in the form of fire. The smoke billowed into the sky like smoke from a brick kiln, and the whole mountain shook violently. Moses also mentioned Meribah Kadesh. This was the place where he experienced his greatest failure and disappointment. When the Israelites complained about not having water to drink there, God told Moses to command a specific rock to give water. Instead, the frustrated leader struck the rock twice with his staff. All the people and livestock drank their fill, but God told Moses and Aaron that because they didn't trust Him enough to display His holiness to the people, He would not allow them to enter the promised land. Both of those events revealed an aspect of God's nature that may have appeared harsh, but Moses didn't dwell on that. Instead, he acknowledged God's love for His people. In the original Hebrew language, this word used for love denotes the bosom or a tender embrace. It's the only time this word is used in Scripture, and it pictures God holding His children close to His heart as a mother embraces her child. It also implies a love that's timeless. It has no beginning or end. It never fluctuates with feelings. It's continuous and consistent. Whereas some Israelites may have considered God as unapproachable as a result of His appearance at Mount Sinai and His refusal to let Moses and Aaron enter the Promised Land, Moses saw Him as a God of love. He'd witnessed Yahweh rescue His people from slavery and provide for them in the wilderness, and he'd experienced the revelation of God's will on Mount Sinai, that is, the Ten Commandments given to help the Israelites live well and flourish. God's love for mankind is foundational to the Christian faith. We don't deserve it, nor can we earn it. It's a gift described in Romans 5:8. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. When we truly begin to understand it, we grow in our ability to trust Him even when life gets hard, and we find no easy answers for suffering and heartache. Moses wanted the people to understand that God held them close to his heart, but he also wanted them to know that God held them in his hand. We see the same concept expressed in Psalm 63:8, where the psalmist wrote about being held securely in God's strong right hand. In John 10:29, Jesus said that no one could snatch his followers from his hand. That's to say, he holds us and no one can take us from his grip. The only way we escape it is by choosing to separate ourselves from it. And why would we do that if we understand his desire to keep us close and care for us? Moses' words about our being held in God's hands also infer our being submitted to his purposes for our lives. We are instruments in his hand, gifted and appointed for a specific role in building his kingdom. We are to live surrendered, ready to do his bidding for his highest glory. When we think about being held in God's hands, let's remember that they bear the nail scars he suffered for our sake because he loves us. There's no better, safer place to be. Finally, Moses spoke about God's people following in his steps and accepting his teaching. Understanding God's love enables us to trust his lead when he takes us to tasks and places unfamiliar to us. The Spirit of God leads us into all truth. Isaiah 58:11 says he guides us continually, and Isaiah 48:17 says that he leads us in the way we should go. His role is to go before us, and our role is to follow close behind. Because he loves us so much, we ought also to respond by accepting his teaching. Again, we have no reason to doubt or fear or second guess what he says, either in his word or in his whispers to us personally. Everything he says comes from a heart of love because he is love. That's his nature, and he will never change. So Moses said, "Indeed, he loves his people. All his holy ones are in his hands. They follow in his steps and accept his teaching." Let's make these words personal today by speaking them aloud like this. Because God loves me and holds me in his hands, I will follow in his steps and accept his teaching. Knowing he loves us and has our best interest in mind, we have no reason to ever do otherwise. Let's pray. Father, we are amazed and humbled by your love for us. Help us understand its true measure. Teach us more about the depth of your care for us. And as we learn more, we will bow in worship, rise in courage, and run by faith, casting fear aside. We love you because you first loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.